Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me. Happy New Year. We're in 2022, if you haven't noticed. I don't know, it all seems so kind of uneventful when we start a new calendar year. So, I mean, the only fucking crazy big thing that happens here in Hawaii around New Year's is everybody goes crazy with the aerial fireworks, which are 100% illegal. And like, joke people put videos of themselves popping fireworks on Instagram. And like, is that not evidence that you're committing a crime and you're just putting it on social media for everyone to see? But anyway, it was to be expected. Eva Beach, New Year's Eve, starting from like 6 p.m. through nonstop until probably like almost 2. And then like the crescendo, obviously, at midnight. It was fucking nuts. Like, I think we were already in bed by, we're not in bed, like, falling asleep on the couches in the living room by, like, 10 o'clock. Everybody else was asleep. Probably was watching Ancient Aliens or something. And then started falling asleep. And we have two dogs. This is their second year. We rescued them from the Hawaii Humane Society. So this is their second year with us. And their second New Year's Eve in Ewa Beach. So they're getting used to it. Wasn't as bad as you might think, like, because it's a real problem for people with pets with the amount of fireworks that are just constantly going off, scaring the fuck out of your dogs and cats and shit. But our dogs, Miles and Peter, did pretty well. They just would bark every once in a while, and it was only really when our neighbors, like, across the street would pop something because it sounded, like, super close, like, right outside our door. So, other than that, they were fine. They didn't seem too stressed out, or, you know, I don't know what the word is, but they seemed fine. So, but at midnight, when everything, like, went off, goddamn my throat. But, so, like, you know, they have these, like, 15,000 count firecracker strings, these red ones that people don't think are enough. They, like, get the 10,000 one, right? And then they, like, buy 10 of them and stack them on top of each other. There's this one video on one of the Hawaii social media pages. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dropping shit. But anyway, there was the one where it looked like at least 10 or 15 of those fucking strings all tied together, hung up from a light pole, and they fucking lit that shit, and that was crazy, the amount of smoke. You can't really appreciate the sound of it from somebody's video recording. You have to be there to hear the deafening sound that is emitted by these fucking homemade, well, not really homemade, but fucking MacGyvered together pyromaniac fuckers. But I'm gonna lie, we used to do that shit too back in the day, but not like to that extent. You know, you'd get your 10,000 and just pop that. But so everybody does that shit right at midnight. So I woke up and it was fucking pretty nuts. My dogs were going kind of nuts at that part. And it's not like, it's like at midnight for a minute, it's loud and then it's over. I mean, it's fucking loud. But it lasts like 30, 40 minutes of just everybody fucking popping off all their shit at once to celebrate having to buy a new fucking calendar. Having to probably scratch out and rewrite the date on shit because you're still writing 21. But Happy New Year. And then fucking, so that's like a crazy Hawaii thing that is always happening every year. And if you listen to the other podcast I do, Shameless Plug, Everyone Knows You're High. We talk about it every time because I feel like every episode we record out of beautiful Waipahu, there's some background firecracker popping off every episode, guarantee. So people do it all year round, but around the holidays, it's just like unfucking real. Like, I don't know if that's like a thing in other places. I've seen other people's posts on social media of like drone shots of like LA and shit, and they have some, but bro, fucking Waipahu, Kalihi, Ewa Beach, like those three locations alone. And I'm sure there's more, like the west side, like Waianae, Nanakuli fucking probably goes off. Wahiwa probably goes off. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much everywhere, which it makes me always laugh that these things are fucking illegal. And the shit is like, what the fuck? Illegal. Goddamn, if the state wasn't so stupid, they'd fucking make it legal and tax the fuck out of that shit. Because plenty of people spend a lot of fucking money just to watch it blow up in the air on one night. And then, even like on New Year's Eve and the day before, was like shitty rainy weather. And then fucking on January 1st, there were thunderstorms. And it was like nature, Mother Nature, Pachamama, was clapping back at all the hamas out there that was popping off their shit. It was like, oh, you guys thought you was bringing the thunder and the lightning. Let me show you guys. So it proceeded to fucking thunder and rain for the next 2 days. And I'm recording this on Monday, the 3rd. And again, it was like thunderstorms outside. So for like 3 days, pretty much, rain and thunderstorms. And there's this crazy video that was posted on Hawaii News Now of like whatever type of cloud that shit was. It was like this crazy cloud that was rolling in over Honolulu. And they like panned across from like Diamond Head. They were like up in Makiki area. For those of you not from here, like, I really don't know how to explain it, but you're up in the mountains looking towards the ocean, overlooking Honolulu and Waikiki and all that shit, and it pans from Diamond Head, and it pans towards the right all the way to, like, where you can see where pretty much to, like, Punch Bowl, so that's, like, Makiki, and you just see this fucking, like, I've only ever seen it in pictures from the mainland where they have these crazy thunderstorms, but it's like this wave and this row of clouds that I've never fucking seen before. Like, I've lived in Hawaii my entire life and never seen a picture or video of clouds like that here. Maybe I just missed it in my 39 years, but that was crazy. To see a picture like that here, that shit, that's some mainland weather shit. And so, yeah, usually I feel like on New Year's Eve it goes like way later, but it was just fucking dumping buckets of rain all night, like on and off. And I'm sure, like, that's Eva Beach, right? So, and it rarely fucking rains out here. So I gotta imagine other places like Kalihi or even like Waipahu is not that far from here, but still though, all these fucking places are probably like, you gotta like run out and light your shit real fast in between the fucking downpours or what. I don't know, like, I mean you could have an umbrella to like make sure your lighter don't get wet, or I guess people probably using fucking blow torches and shit nowadays. But yeah, it's funny, Mother Nature Pachamama had her fucking, her clap back. Jesus, that's the second time I dropped that shit. Hold on. It went fucking under the table. I gotta crawl under there. Bear with me for 1 second. It didn't go that far. But Jesus Christ, it's dusty under there. All right, so it rained all fucking weekend. New Year's fucking traditions. I don't know, not many. Fucking, I always think about trimming my beard or like shaving part. I don't know, like, just like cleaning up my face. But I always decide not to. It's weird, like, I rarely ever shave or trim my beard, but just randomly I'll decide to. And it's weird because I, like, the whole thing about it was to be, like, low maintenance, right? I don't want to shave anymore. And then it kind of became this, like, identity thing because the guy with the beard. And then it became this, like, I'm just going to let it be wild, you know, like, not shave. Not trim it up, not shape it or anything. Just let it fucking grow. Which I've been doing for I don't know how long, but every once in a while, I feel like I want to fucking, like, look good. You know what I mean? I see, like, dudes with, like, these fucking nice edged up beards, like, thick fucking beards. I'm like, goddamn. But I got to always, like, remind myself the reason is not to look fucking handsome. I don't have the beard because it's trendy. It's not a fashion statement. It's more like an anti-fashion statement. Yeah, so I ended up not trimming or doing anything with the beard. But what I always like to do on New Year's Day is, like, try to straighten up and clean up the house, right? Start the new year with, like, a freshly made bed and, like, fresh laundry. Like a straightened up living room, like clean dishes, like just random simple shit that kind of set the tone for the year to come. Like, let's just be on top of the fucking little chores. And one of the cool things with this winter break for my oldest son, one of his homeworks over the break was to have a chore chart and to, like, earn money doing chores over the break. So he was helping out, and yeah, so did some laundry on the 1st and 2nd of January, put that shit away, cleaned up a little, straightened up the house. I cleaned up the studio, actually. By clean up, I just meant, like, consolidated, like, the junk that I have into, like, less bags, so it took up less space, but still not quite there yet with the studio. There's still a lot of shit in here. It always becomes a fucking catch-all room, man. Every time it's good for a little bit, it's, like, nice and spacious, and there's, like, not a lot of shit all over the place. And then slowly but surely, I'm just going to throw this bag in here and put that in there and put this in here. And then it is, like, piles and piles of crap. I mean, I got piles and piles of, like, percussion and drum shit in one corner, which looks like fucking a disaster. But that's all, like, good shit. That's my shit. That's not just, like, junk from the car we put in a bag and brought in the house. Or, I don't know. There's a lot of shit in here. Not all of it's mine. But I want to clean it up better. Just because it's a cool fucking chill space, man. It's like my man cave. My bat cave. Which leads me to my next topic is, for 2022, I have upgraded my utility bag. I mean, some people might call it a fanny pack, but whatever, semantics. You say potato, I say potato. So I got a bigger utility bag. It's 5 liter capacity, whatever the fuck that means. If I pour 5 liters of liquid in it, I guess I can, it'll handle that shit, but it's a little bigger than my previous utility bag, which was starting to get kind of full. I was running out of space to put things, so I upgraded and went bigger. I don't know what how many liters my other one was. If I had to guess, I'd probably say like 2.5, maybe 3. But this new one, 5 fucking liters, bro. I'll never be dehydrated again. I'm just going to pour energy drinks straight into my utility bag to test that 5 liter capacity claim. But no, so I fucking transferred all my shit into this new utility bag. And I kind of understand, like, how women's purses accumulate so much crap, if I dare to say, because now that I have this newer, larger capacity utility bag, like, I want to put more shit in it. Like, I took all the old shit out and put it in the new one, but I still got, like, a lot of fucking room. It's like, what kind of shit, what kind of EDC essentials am I not thinking of that I need to be carrying? And one thing that I thought of was like first aid kits and shit. You know what I mean? Band-aids and whatnot. And I got two fucking crazy ass boys who end up getting hurt out in the field. So I'm going to need that first aid paraphernalia. So that's some shit. I could get some band-aids. What else? I don't know. See, that's the thing. Tasers are now legal in Hawaii. Maybe I'll strap on a taser. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got room. And, like, now that I have all this room, like, I have this urge to fill this space, which might be a metaphor for other things, but either way, it's a sick fucking utility belt, yo. But, yeah, a fucking taser would be sick. I saw this one. It's crazy. You can't ship them to Hawaii from anywhere, which is probably safer. But, I mean, if they're legal now, let's just allow it, Amazon. But they had one, it was like a brass knuckle fucking taser. Holy shit. Who the fuck wants to be Batman? But, so that's my utility bag story. I'll keep you all updated on how that goes and what kind of shit I end up throwing in there. But right now, I mean, I got my vaping products. I got my wallet. I got earbuds. I got eye drops. I got a roll-on essential oils. A vetiver oil. Assorted charging cords. And I have a battery bank. A fucking karambit. A flashlight, a USB thumb drive, so kind of random shit. I could probably put my fucking spectacles in there now. What else should I put in there? I don't know. How many knives do you think I should put on there? Like 4? I only ever carry the one on, like, my old utility bag, so I'll probably just stick with that. What are these holders for? There's these two, like, loop, like, maybe pen holders, but... Oh, maybe for flashlights or for mace, maybe? It's kind of thin for mace, I don't know. But anyway, utility bag update. Again, I think I said it before, I'm slowly trying to become Batman. I mean, we played Clue the other day with, who was there? My brother-in-law and his girlfriend, and my wife and myself. And, I mean, at least in this household, I'm the world's greatest detective. I mean, I am the finder, right? Anyways, I'm sure everybody fucking heard and knows now, but I mean, I might as well just mention it because it's news and you come to Voices from the Planet for the hard-hitting topical current events. But the world-renowned and widely loved Betty White passed away. Like right before, like the 30th or the 31st of December. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll see a lot of posts from a lot of people about how they're so sad that Betty White died. You know, people that never knew her. Again, trying to attach themselves to a celebrity's death. Which I'm doing right now, but only to point out that other people do that. But yeah, rest in peace, Betty White. Fucking, let's see. Oh, in fucking COVID-related news, Here's a fun story, more local, but if you're listening to this and you live in like the mainland or in another country and you've had a similar thing happen, I'm sure you'll find the humor in it. So social media nowadays, right? Everybody's got probably a team of social media people, PR people, marketing people who all work together to run these ad campaigns for whatever product or whatever their thing is. So the Hawaii Department of Health has an Instagram account, and they decided to make a post How do I describe it? So it's like an animated video. It's a lady and it says like, what's the easiest resolution to keep this year? And it's like thought bubbles or whatever, you know, like speech bubbles popping up over her head. And the first one that pops up is like, eat healthy. And then an X goes through it. And then the next thought pops up and it's like, exercise regularly. And then an X pops through it. And then the next thought bubble pops up. And it says, save money. And then an X pops up over it. And then the next one thought bubble pops up. It says, vaccinate your keiki. And for people who don't live here, keiki is like children or child. So that's what they're trying to tell you or tell the general population. The Hawaii Department of Health is saying the easiest resolution to keep is get vaccinated. Like, okay, on surface value, they're not wrong. That would be the easiest to keep because, I mean, how many people actually keep up with their exercise and healthy eating and saving money resolutions? Let's be honest with ourselves. Those aren't necessarily easy. However, the message that you shouldn't like do those other things because they're not easy and just go get your kid vaccinated, you fucking Department of Health. Department of Health. I think they need to watch the Joe Rogan podcast fucking with, what is it, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone. And just like listen to what doctors or other doctors, I mean, I'm sure the Department of Health employs actual doctors. But still, fuck, are they just on the fucking government payroll then? But listen to what other doctors are saying about the effects that this vaccine can have on small children. And then maybe slow your roll on pushing everyone to get their fucking kids vaccinated. Eat healthy, exercise regularly, and save money. Or get your kid vaccinated. And then, so all the Hawaii social media pages, like these viral pages and shit that post news and just whatever viral videos of the moment kind of a deal, they all started fucking jumping on and rightfully so, shitting on the Department of Health for making such a fucked up promo video, I guess. And like everybody was piling on in the comments just how fucked up and disgusting it was. And subsequently, the Department of Health deleted that post. And in normal social media fashion, everybody just started commenting on how they posted it and now deleted it after everybody was calling them out on it. So it's like, you can't win, right? They should have just left it up. Maybe tried to like explain the nuance of what they're trying to say is like, all these things are important. Yes. These first three things that we are saying aren't easy, they're important, but they're not easy. I mean, the decision to get your kid vaccinated, I think for some people was easy to do it. Some people it's easy to not do it. But I think for a lot of people, they're still undecided. And like, the amount of pressure and propaganda that's coming out about getting your kids vaccinated is, in my opinion, is probably more of a turnoff than like a deciding factor in getting your kids vaccinated. Like, I've not seen an ad or like a billboard that has made me think like, oh yeah, actually, I think I will. Most times it has the opposite effect. Like reverse psychology in a way. Like maybe if they came out and were like, ah, you know what? You guys good. Don't worry. We don't need everybody vaccinated. You guys fine. But without like, yeah, you guys fine without being vaccinated, but don't expect to be able to do anything. Like, that's where it's crazy how you can't fucking do anything without your vaccine papers or your negative test results. Like, I really want to go see fucking Spider-Man No Way Home. So I got to go get a test before the weekend, before we go. It's just annoying. And I think that's the whole point, right? Just make it annoying and just inconvenient for everybody so that the easiest decision is just to fucking get the vaccine. The easiest decision is just to get the vaccine. Fuck having the hard conversations and looking at and listening to all the science. Because a lot of, actually, when you find out that a lot of the doctors that, you know, Fauci and all these like health organizations that work for the government, all these physicians that they're demonizing are actually like legit fucking physicians and like well respected in the physical in the fucking medical field. These like are published, well respected research and like medical practitioners. But if you listen to like Fauci or like the people who follow and listen to him blindly, like, these guys are fucking crackpots and they're crazy. They're not science. Like, trust the science. How can you question fucking the CDC and the NIH and all these things? But like, isn't that what science is all about? Questioning, like, oh yeah, those are your results. Cool. Let me go fucking test that shit. And that's the problem. There hasn't been adequate testing. And apparently now we're finding out that the testing that was done may have been not necessarily reported correctly. Or, you know, things might have been thrown out to make it look a certain way. But call me a conspiracy theorist. This year, 2022, I'm going to talk about COVID and all this shit. Every episode, I bet you. Because it's not fucking going away. We are fucking over 2 years into a 2 week long stay home to flatten the curve mandate. And like, some Hawaii schools aren't returning. I mean, all the state schools and like Department of Education and those schools are, but like some charter schools are deciding to do all distance learning. Hawaii's been pretty fucking nuts. I don't know what like other states like daily counts are, but we've been having like, I mean, prior to New Year's, I don't know what it's been the past couple of days, because surprisingly, I've been able to avoid those statistics. But like on the 30th, I think there was like 3,500 cases. The day before that was like 8. It's just like over 1,000 like days in a row. And this is like at a time when people are actually like looking back when we had like 100 cases, 200 cases a day. That's when they were shutting everything down. So like by their own logic, like, shouldn't they be shutting it down right now? Not that I want them to, fuck. But, like, shouldn't they be? And then the argument to that would be there aren't as many hospitalizations, there aren't as many deaths, which is a good thing because at least, you know, people aren't having severe, like, reactions to the virus if it's this Omicron. And it's like a little weaker, but like more easily spread. That's why there's so many people with it. But everybody's getting over it. So that means all those people now have natural immunity and probably don't have to worry. But like, see, that's the thing. Like, do we know how this natural immunity works? Because I heard like if you got the alpha, like, those don't protect you against this Omicron. But then, like, if you get Omicron, does that protect you from the Alpha and the Delta and the Lambda and the Mu? Or do those, like, not exist anymore? Is it only Omicron? And is Omicron just, like, the seasonal flu? Because it is flu season, right? It's the winter. Like, Joe Biden was saying, like, get ready, bitch. It's going to be a fucking long winter. He was like Ned Stark. And he's like, winter's coming, motherfucker. Get ready to die. But apparently not a lot of people are dying from this one. So, fuck your winter. I got my coat on, bitch. Hit me with your best shot, St. Nick. I should have said Jack Frost. Fuck. But that's pretty much it as far as like New Year's updates. That's all the things I wrote down like to talk about. So what kind of rabbit holes have I been going down lately? Been checking watching a lot of fucking YouTube recently. A lot like, so they have these like shorts, YouTube shorts, and like, it's like fucking the TikToks and the Instagrams and shit, the way it's like these short ones and you just kind of infinitely scroll to the next one and on and on and on and on and on. It's fucking ridiculous. And sometimes I get just lost in them and it's like just random shit. But some of the like things I've been watching on YouTube have been like what's most recent? I was watching all these fucking videos about people purchasing boxes off the, well, it started with some dude bought a box of knives that were confiscated from the TSA, and it was pretty much just shitty pocket knives. It wasn't anything fucking cool. But then I like went on and found like this dude who was like on the fucking dark web, like these dark web boxes, and those seem really strange, like staged, I mean. But which led me to this dude who like went on the dark web who was trying to like meet someone to like FaceTime with them and see if he could talk to like a real person from the dark web. It wasn't as interesting. Like, all these fucking YouTubers, they always, like, fucking leave you with blue balls, man. It's like, he put this whole video out about connecting with this guy and, like, chatting with him on, like, whatever chat room on the dark web. And, like, if this video gets 6,000 likes, I'll release the fucking video of the phone call I had with him. It's like, bro, just put the fucking video out, dickhead. God damn it, you have 2.5 million views. You're gonna get 6,000 likes. Just put the fucking video out, bruh. Come on. Don't make me click around on a bunch of more shit. But, I've been watching a lot of, like, knife reviews. Like, there's this one channel on YouTube called Neve's Knives, where he just, like, reviews 5 or 6 pocket knives, fixed blade knives and shit. So, is it obvious I'm looking for more things to buy? And then I started watching all these, like, what is it, like, 9mm? It's like pistol caliber carbine fucking rifles, but they're not rifles because they're like 9mm, but they're built like rifles. And it's like, that seems pretty fucking sick, if you ask me. It's like, it's not too heavy. Because as I was watching these videos, a lot of the things these guys were talking about when it comes to, like, home defense and shit is penetration. Like, you don't want to just blast an intruder coming in your house and say you miss. And you have, like, the fucking gold-plated AK, right? You're a fucking, I don't know, Tony Montana or whatever the fuck. And you start unloading into some fucking Colombian cartel guys who broke into your house to try and kill you, and you put bullets through the walls and into your kid's room. And that's something I never really thought about. I was like, oh, that's a good point. But that's because I'm not in this world of tactical shit, but I'm learning. So you don't need, like, for home defense, you don't need something crazy. You know, a handgun is good, but even that too, you want to make sure the type of rounds you use and all that shit. But they make all these, like, pretty intimidating fucking looking guns that are all, like, 9mm rounds. I said that, 9mm rounds. So not bigger than a handgun. And you get the right kind of round, and you don't have to worry about putting a bullet through the wall when you miss the intruder and into your kid's room or mother-in-law's room or whatever. Through your wall, out. These houses are so close, you might even shoot right into your neighbor's house. But yeah, these fucking guns are pretty sick. They look fun. I don't know about gun shit here in Hawaii, though, because apparently you can't have your medical marijuana card and your concealed carry, whatever, your gun license here. I went on a fucking rabbit hole about, it's called Scammer Payback is the channel. And this dude just, like, reverse hacks and fucks with these Indian call center scammers, where he pretends he's, like, does, like, these voice changing shit and pretends to be, like, an old lady or an old dude and, like, goes through the motions with these guys, but has, like, ways to backdoor their computers, like, whenever they connect to his computer through, like, any desk or fucking TeamViewer. He has ways to, and I think he works with a team, I'm pretty sure, but he has ways to, like, get into their systems. And there's been times where he's turned on their webcams and showed them themselves, and he's, like, deleted files and downloaded files off their computers. And, like, in more recent videos, he's been getting, like, the call lists from these people's computers, these scammers, and calling the people who were potentially in the process of being scammed, like, calling them and letting them know that the people you're talking to are not, like, with fucking Dell or whoever the fuck. And then there was one, he actually got the people their money back. So the scammers had, like, done whatever scheme they did and got the person to pay this money, but it was like still sitting in an account, like they hadn't transferred it to their own bank yet. So he was able to like get it back for them. That was pretty fucking cool. And he was like on the phone with them, talking them through it. And it was funny because he was like, even he realized the irony of what he was asking them to do. He's like, I'm going to ask you to do what the scammers asked you to do, but this so I can help you. And these people trusted him. So that could be the new scam, is like, pretend you're helping somebody who is being scammed. Ooh, that's going to be the new one. Watch. But yeah, scammer payback. Porohi. He has some crazy fucking hair, dude. I don't know, man. The colors. Just maybe just tone it down a little and just have normal hair. But still, doing good things, busting these motherfuckers and making people aware of all these fucking scammers, bro. Scam likely, I'm telling you. I watch a bunch of those videos, like a lot. A lot. They're so good. Sometimes he does like live streams where it's like you can watch if you have the time and the stamina. You can like watch the whole process. But a lot of times the videos are like 20, 30 minutes edited down for time. But yeah, the motherfucker goes live. He keeps these motherfuckers on for like 10 hours. Like calling them back the next day and just fucking the long haul to fucking try to bust these motherfuckers. Watched a bunch of fucking Everyone Knows You're High. Well, didn't really watch them. I fucking just let them play. Because Alright, because I just want to get the plays up. But it's like one. And I think, honestly, if I play them over and over, does it really count for more than one play? Probably not. But, busted. I'm sure other people do that too, right? Can't just be me. See, now that long pause was me thinking about like the moral ramifications of that. Me just admitting that I was doing that for the other podcast. Because I know it doesn't work for this one because all my accounts are signed in on this one. So it doesn't count when you listen to your own shit. But anyways, busted. Most people probably won't make it this long to have heard that anyway. So if you did, it's your little peek behind the curtain. But yeah, fuck. I guess that's it for this episode. Again, fuck. Happy fucking New Year. I love the meme where it's like, all right, everybody, we're entering 2022. Like, nobody claimed this is going to be your year. Everybody just be quiet, be calm. Like, don't touch anything. And let's just try to fucking get through this in a calm and civil manner. Oh, Jesus. But, yeah, I just, you know, hope everybody has a good fucking year. I hate to be fucking pessimistic at the end of the first episode of 2022. But, I mean, is it pessimistic to just kind of look at how things have been and anticipate more of that? Or, I mean, we can always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, right? That's why we every day carry a bunch of shit. All right, that's fucking my well wishes for this year for you all. Be sure to check out the wonderful sponsors of Voices from the Planet. And they are the Grow Guru. Check them out for all your consultanting needs can teach you everything you need to know. If you need to know, go to the guru. And you can make your pilgrimage down to Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu and seek audience with the guru and pick up all the supplies you need for your backyard garden or your large scale farm. He's got it all. He got you covered. Oahu Garden Supply. And next we got Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Go check out my boy Bong of Pakalolo Seed on Instagram and let him know Voices from the Planet sent you. And last but not least, we got my boy Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, serving up all your throwback gear needs. I gotta find a better way to say that shit. You think after all this time I would have figured it out by now, but I have not. But shout out Clay, shout out Bong, shout out fucking Jerry for an awesome 2021 and a continued partnership and relationship and symbiotic existence as the premier sponsors of Hawaii's Slowest Rising podcast. Thank you guys. Be sure, yeah, go check them out. Let them know you heard it here. Voices from the Planet. This is episode number... episode number 137. All right. See you guys on the next one. Love you guys. Peace.
Put this shit together through the years. It's been a long grind. My nigga Floss J. I'm always gonna remember what you taught me. By any means necessary all day. You told me how to flip this game the smart way and get the money first. My cousin Elway, who introduced me to this we call rap, told me never to fall back. Blue collar, thanks for putting this on. You showed more love than we can fit on a song. Terry Smith, sorry it didn't work. I ain't forgot you though, let's put the drama in the dirt. My nigga Merce, believed in us first. Put his own money up to make our first video work. 3G, we owe you 3G, but you know we good for it once we get it all. Believe me, I'm speaking freely. This is all from the heart, not rehearsal for the TV. My man D Young, my homie Airbone. Y'all some real niggas, let's get the bread long. My man Sean G, my man Swift D. I know I'm crazy as hell, please forgive me. And to my nigga Baby D, it's been crazy, dawg. But I'd rather this than work at the AV Mall. My nigga B Young and Miz, we made it, y'all. But I can tell we was champs from the way we ball, let's get it all. Yeah, let's get it all, my niggas. Shout outs one time to all the people who supported us. Since Still for Freshness, Blend Tape. Since Church League Champions. Since Don't Mention It. Since Mania. And now the Div. Yeah, 2006, 2000 beyond. Let's get it. Yeah, all my niggas. Way too many to name, man.
But I'd like to definitely give a shout out to those who believed.